Lock the doors and watch your back, because this week's discovery is the gripping conclusion to a treacherous trilogy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, in the first two books in his Game trilogy, author Anders de la Mata set the stage for a thrilling race to the finish. Now, with Bubble, he ties everything together in a conclusion that's filled with enough technological twists and turns to make your head spin. Well, the story finds H.P. Pedersen once again pulled back into the game. After infiltrating Argos Eye, he was offered one final task, an assignment so excessive that he couldn't possibly agree to it. Instead, he spent several months hidden in his apartment trying to uncover the game's secrets. When the game forces him out of hiding, HP becomes connected with a group of former players who are trying to end the game once and for all, but it's impossible to tell who's on his side and who's just another pawn. Oh, remember the way you felt after watching The Matrix for the first time? That blend of breathless awe and utter bewilderment mixed with an eagerness to go back and try to make sense of it all? Well, that's the same feeling you'll have when you finish reading Bubble. It's no surprise that it's a twisting, turning techno-thriller. The first two books in the trilogy promised nothing less. From start to finish, the series conclusion will have you second-guessing everything, as HP's ever-increasing paranoia is constantly backed up by layer upon layer of lies and manipulation. While the first two books in the trilogy focused on the technological aspects of the game, particularly its ties to our social media-obsessed society, Bubble offers a broader view of this extravagantly devious organization to show its mind-blowing scope. And the various connections and conspiracies, along with the constant plot twists, are enough to leave even the most meticulous reader feeling hopelessly tangled. But is it worth going on the run with this paranoid player? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you need a nice, neat conclusion to satisfy you, it's best to steer clear of this trilogy. But if you're searching for a fast-paced adventure to get your adrenaline pumping, Bubble won't disappoint. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Bubble by Anders de la Mata is 468 tangled but tantalizing pages long and is available from Atria's Emily Bessler Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.